from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I expect Kincaid to be probably in the top 8 to 10 tight ends, and the ceiling is even higher. Why can't he be Sam Laporta, right? Why can't he go to that level? I wouldn't say he's ready to be Kelce yet, but I think the way that the Bills are constructing this team, he's going to be one of the primary two or three weapons, and why not? If he continues to ascend the way he did towards the end of last season, why can't he be one of the best top five tight ends in the league and really be one of Josh Allen's top options?
Andy Young, Amasali yesterday on Dalton Kincaid. Good morning, Jody Biasi, Nate Geary. Who did you say was earlier off air was going to win the MVP over Aaron Judge?
My man Bobby Witt Jr., Kansas City Royals.
Is that actually going to happen, or are you just saying that because you're a Royals
third,
fan?
He's right now third in AL voting, or third in AL odds at plus 1,000. Aaron Judge right now is minus 430. So it's definitely, there is a gap. There is a gap there. But right now, post All-Star break, it's been four games. Bobby Witt Jr. is 12 for 15, like seven runs, 12 RBIs, five stolen bases. Right now, he's just this season. I mean, he's having a season for the Royals right now. He's batting like 330, 340. Yeah. Actually, somebody sent me the side by side on Twitter. It's going to be close. Like, it's going to come down to it. He is, let's see, where does batting average? 341. Mm-hmm. He's got 18 home runs, 69 RBIs. So the home run numbers aren't as high, but he gets RBIs. But he also has 22 stolen bases, second on the team.
The Royals good?
The Royals are good again.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's rare.
Yeah, they're in...
The last time they were good, they won.
I think they're in second place in the AL Central and in the second wild card spot right now.
Okay. All
right, 56 wins. So they're like 11 games over 500 and they've won four straight after.
I think I'm going to end up being at a Pirates game at some point this summer.
As you should.
And I think I want to try to line it up where Paul Skeens is going to be pitching, but I don't know how easy that will be. Maybe it will be. Maybe just find the schedule, pitching rotation, and see if there's a date that can make it work. So our friends at Bet Online, who love to put out different sorts of odds, today, got the email, they've got odds on every team's record after five games. Would you take 3-2 for the Bills after five games? That is what they have as the favorite. Plus 175 for the Bills to have three wins after five games.
I think I would.
You would take 3-2?
I think so.
That would be against, remember, home Arizona, at Miami, home Jacksonville, at Baltimore, at Houston. You'd take three? Three, what does three mean? You're beating the Cardinals, likely. You're beating the Cardinals.
Yep.
You're beating the Jags.
I think you're beating the Dolphins.
And you're okay losing to both Baltimore and Houston on the road?
I mean,
not to say you're okay with
right,
it, but
no, I think I could live with that. I mean, those are two difficult road games in a row. So if let's say they start 3-0 and then go 3-2. I mean, that's not an ideal start.
No.
But you've got then the Jets and Titans. I think you should probably win both of those games.
I think you should definitely win the Titans game, and I think you should probably win the Jets game. I ranted about Aaron Rodgers earlier. The Jets, it's just going to be dependent on how good the quarterback play is. But that game is at New York on October 14th. So, then, man, they go, if the Jets are good, like, and I mean great.
Great.
And I am betting against that. I think they'll be a good team, but I am not predicting that they are going to be, you know, this Super Bowl favorite. Rodgers is back to MVP form, whatever. But if they are, look at that stretch in the middle there. At Baltimore, at Houston, at Jets in a row. That is going to be the three-week...
the meat of their season.
It's going to be the three-week stretch where we all decide for ourselves what they are. Is that fair? Like, when we're right now, do you know what they are? Do I know what they are? None of us know what they are. This is what makes this season so interesting. I don't think any of us truly have a good idea of what are the Bills this year. Are they a team that's going to compete for the playoffs? Are they a team that might miss? Are they a team that's going to win the division again? Are they right back on the same par with the Chiefs? What are they? And the first 3 weeks of the season, we're not going to know, right? The Cardinals are fine. They could lose that game. Like, the Cardinals are alive a little bit to me. But that's not some juggernaut that you know who you are. That's not a measuring stick game, if you will.
Right.
The Dolphins, they're a good team, but the Bills own the Dolphins no matter what. So, litmus test, I don't know. They always beat the Dolphins. Jaguars, eh. The at Ravens, at Houston, at Jets. That's where we're going to determine what the Bills are. If they lose all those games or lose two of those three games, then it could feel like, all right, modest expectations, but not panic mode was fair. This team is good, but there are teams better than them in the conference. That's how it will feel if they lose two of those three. If they win two of the three, or even win all of them, I mean, it's going to feel like sky's the limit again. It's going to something's going well, by the way, if that happens.
Yes, that's right.
If they win two of those three games, or even all three, like, Keon Coleman is like rookie of the year, right? Or Kincaid's the best tight end in football, or their defense is number one in the league. Like, something is going really well if they do those three. And I'll also tell you what else will come of that. Look early in the year. So 5 games into the year, are they going to be 3-2? Are they going to be 4-1? I don't think I would say yes to would I take 3-2. I think 4-1 makes more sense as something that I would sign on the dotted line for. If they have, let's expand it out. So let's make it 6 games through the Jet game. If they are 4-2 or even 5-1 through those 6 games, Allen is the MVP favorite, and he's the MVP favorite by a mile. Because not only would you have beaten good teams along the way, you would have beaten them all at night.
Yeah.
Right?
In primetime, yeah.
The Dolphin game is at night. The Jaguar game is at night. The Ravens game is at night. The Jets game is at night. You will have gone to that sort of record. Like, the whole... it's going to be one way or the other. You think there's talk about the Bills right now and, you know, oh, is their window closed? Or, you know, what are they? Like, on ESPN or Fox Sports, whatever, like these debate shows talking about the Bills. The teams that get talked about the most, this is just kind of how it works, are the teams everyone's watching. And the teams everyone's watching are the teams that are on at night. The teams that are in the standalone windows. And the Bills have 4 of those games in their first 6. So all of those shows, they're gonna be talking about the Bills one way or another. If they have a great record, it's gonna be the Bills are back. And everyone's going to be picking them to be right there with the Chiefs maybe at the end of the year again. And if the Bills are 3-3 through those six games, it's going to be hot takes. It's going to be hot take central, right? Windows closed.
Yep.
Should they fire McDermott? It's going to be a lot of noise about the Bills one way or another. And a lot of it is because they play great teams early and they're all at night. The Texans game, weirdly, is the one that didn't end up being at night, though. Even though that's the one game you would think with the revenge factor. But you're saying yes, 3-2.
I think so.
Your odds to be 3-2 after five games, plus 175 at BetOnline. Their second best odds are actually to have two wins.
Hmm. To be 2-3, I couldn't get down for that. That would be really tough.
2-3 is plus 210. 4-1 is plus 350, and then 1-4 plus 450. I mean, I don't even know what we're doing if they get to 1-4.
Yeah, it's,
after five games.
There's gonna be some tough conversations.
803-0550 is the phone number. Sal's coming up at 8 o'clock. Aaron Schatz at 9. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary. Training camp starts tomorrow. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.